Today's passage is John 3, verses 22 to 36. After this, Jesus and his disciples went into the Judean countryside, and he remained there with them and was baptizing. John also was baptizing at Aenon near Salim, because water was plentiful there, and people were coming and being baptized, for John had not yet been put in prison. Now a discussion arose between some of John's disciples and a Jew over purification. And they came to John and said to him, "Rabbi, he who was with you across the Jordan, to whom you bore witness, look, he is baptizing, and all are going to him." John answered, "A person cannot receive even one thing unless it is given him from heaven. You yourselves bear me witness that I said, 'I am not the Christ, but I have been sent before him.' The one who has the bride is the bridegroom. The friend of the bridegroom, who stands and hears him, rejoices greatly at the bridegroom's voice. Therefore, this joy of mine is now complete. He must increase, I must decrease. He who comes from above is above all. He who is of the earth belongs to the earth and speaks in an earthly way. He who comes from heaven is above all. He bears witness to what he has seen and heard, yet no one receives his testimony. Whoever receives his testimony sets his seal to this, that God is true. For he whom God has sent utters the words of God, for he gives the Spirit without measure. The Father loves the Son and has given all things into his hand. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God remains in him." We're finishing this chapter of John today. Having been in Jerusalem for the Passover feast, and having finished his conversation with Nicodemus at night, where Jesus talked about being born again and living in the light, Jesus now goes with his disciples to the Judean countryside. Just like in John chapter 1, we find John the Baptist baptizing people there. When you think about it, it's clear that God was doing something among the people. He was at work. The people were going out to the countryside to be baptized, symbolizing their repentance or turning away from sin. Many people realized that they needed to be cleansed, so they trekked over to the countryside where John was baptizing them by water. In verse 25, a discussion arose between some of John's disciples and a Jew over purification. We don't know exactly what it was about, but it seems likely from what they say in the next verse that they're comparing John's baptizing with Jesus' baptizing nearby. They say about Jesus, "Look, he is baptizing, and all are going to him." If this was today, and it was Instagram, the masses were unfollowing John the Baptist and following Jesus instead. John replies to them basically saying that this is good. This was the plan all along. He says, "You heard what I said before, that I'm not the Christ, but I've just been sent before him. I'm like the friend of the bridegroom who is not jealous at all, but rather full of joy that the bridegroom is finally receiving his bride." In this case, Jesus is the bridegroom receiving the people going to him. And John the Baptist says, he couldn't be happier. He says, "Therefore, this joy of mine is now complete. He must increase, and I must decrease." After John the author records these words of John the Baptist, he adds his own onto this. He continues with the theme of Jesus being superior. He who comes from above is above all. And also, he writes, "He who comes from heaven is above all." John makes it clear that Jesus and John the Baptist are not on the same playing field. Jesus is not on the same playing field as anybody else either, because he came from heaven above. And Jesus is bearing witness to what he has seen and heard. In other words, he is bearing witness to the kingdom of heaven, to the mysteries of God. Bearing witness is another theme that we've seen already a few times, with John the Baptist bearing witness and Jesus' miracles bearing witness about himself. Here, Jesus is the witness to heaven, to God. Yet there's also the problem of unbelief. The end of verse 32 says, "Yet no one receives his testimony." And verse 36 talks about these two ways to live, either believing in Jesus and his words and receiving eternal life, or the other way is living in disobedience to Jesus and receiving the wrath of God. It's interesting that these two groups are believing in Jesus and then not obeying him, which I think shows that to really believe in Jesus means to submit to him and obey his words. We have this choice to either submit to Jesus' supremacy or to live in disobedience. Today, let's reflect on John the Baptist's example of submission to Jesus. John the Baptist knew his job was to bear witness to Jesus. It was never to get as many followers as possible for himself. And it was definitely not easy for John, as verse 24 points to. Later on, he would go to prison for staying faithful to God. But his life, overall, was an example of verse 30. He must increase, but I must decrease. There's a clothing company in Hawaii called He Greater Than I. You may have seen them around. Their logo is the capital H-E, the greater than sign, and then the lowercase I. It's all based off of John 3:30, where Jesus must increase and we must decrease. What does this mean for our lives? What does He Greater Than I look like? Just a few examples I can think of is one, that success in work is not measured by amassing wealth or status. Perhaps something more difficult is that success in ministry or in serving is not about gathering disciples for ourselves or increasing our influence. Those are great when we point to Jesus, but it means that our ultimate goal is that others just really love Jesus more. God wants to increase and for us to decrease so that our joy will increase. We were created like John the Baptist to do this, and our reward is more of himself. I think we all catch glimpses of this truth, like when we genuinely feel joy from God without caring about what others think. Perhaps today we can commit to serving in a secret way as a way of practicing this. Maybe praying for somebody for a few minutes without telling them. The practice of secrecy is with God is just one way we can fight our desires for affirmation or increasing ourselves. Let's remind ourselves of who we are living for and seek the increase of God in our lives. Let's pray. Lord, we pray that your Spirit will show us what this looks like, what you increasing and us decreasing looks like. God, I pray that we would just be able to see clearly how worth it you are, because you are God of all and you love us so much. And God, you just promise us so much joy when we do submit to you and invite you to work in our lives. Lord, won't you do this work in us and help us to not just be convicted, but to live out that conviction and walk in obedience. We praise you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.